Hey, it's Herbert, and you're listening to the About Last Night podcast, you slippery little son of a bitch. Oh, it's comedy in your ears, which we all love.
You're listening to the About Last Night podcast with my boy, Adam Ray.
Welcome to King's Guado Hotel. May I have your last name, please?
Good morning, ma'am. Can I help you?
Oh, my, what happened? Oh,
bellmen are clumsy and stupid.
Still a bellman. You've had this job since high school, right?
Well, actually, now I am the bell captain.
Oh.
All right, kid. You ready for check-ins?
I was born.
I think he was going to say I was born ready.
Steve's the captain. Captain Steve.
The closest thing we have to a god on Earth. Gunther Gashamone!
It's worse than I thought.
He's a complete slime ball, right?
Oh, yeah, no question.
Do you feel my foot on your foot?
That's not me.
There's something under the table that feels like a foot.
What are you doing right now?
I'm working.
I got a promotion!
I just lied to Kelly.
Why would you do that?
I don't know, man. I just want another shot. Sid Whitman worked his way up the ladder and bought the hotel.
He's the boss!
Do me a favor, take it easy on the bellman, would you?
I'd rather have Crackguard melt my balls.
Take care, boys.
I mean, it's a huge scam. And those girls were in on it, too.
Don't you want to know what our bodies are capable of?
Yes,
girl, yes,
oh, definitely.
I just work here during the day, but my nights is off.
Let's do this!
Gunther is conning everyone with Spirifresh.
You broke into a guest room!
This is unacceptable!
He has been impersonating a manager, and that is a felony.
I don't think that's a felony.
He should be fired!
Get set! Since the hit double O, we was up to get more. Bunch of really real G's burning trees till we low. Sitting by 45 like I'm Jordan on the flow. Here we go, guess the brain is what they say my name for.
I mean, I'm not sure he's ready for...
Shut up, bitch.
With our minds, we begin to urinate and then, for real, into our pants.
With the Mac and everything.
Can you hear it?
Big enough.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've been on a TLC.
Oh, man. Yeah, you are crushing the karaoke right now. Oh, see, there's no good way to take the mask off. What up?
You see, how are you?
Good.
Good. Are you, like, healthy, safe? Life is good?
I feel pretty good, although I just touched my face. Like, how much are you doing that without even – and then you do it and you go, ah, fuck, I got it. All right. Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Or you have the mask on and you take it off and you're like, well, I just fucking touched that.
There's really no way. I mean, it's
like, I just collected it all in one place.
I know.
Touch it.
You know what I've thought about doing legit is because I'm in Oregon right now and with my dad and some hanging with my stepmom. And I was thinking about making a trip up to Seattle, a little drive. And my mom is still very much like, don't come near me. You'll fucking kill me. Which I get, and I want her to be, like, overly cautious. But, and my stepdad, too, he's coming up on 77, even though, like, if you would, you know, go by the movies that he pitches me on the reg, you're like, this sounds like a 65-year-old guy pitching these pretty, like, you know, legit plot lines with Denzel and Sandra Bullock. So my mom's like, don't come up near me, but we can maybe do a walk. And then my stepdad's now getting in the middle being like, I heard a story in New York where somebody ran by somebody while they were walking and they got it and died. And I'm like, George, like, you know, this is very stepdaddy what you're doing right now. Like, let's enter back into like regular dad status. And, but I thought about getting one of those giant bubbles that you can actually sit inside of.
Get those?
See, that's what I said. My buddy was like, dude, just
you run into people, like
yes.
Those, okay.
And but then isn't just, your head out of it? Isn't it what?
Isn't your head out of it?
Is it? I thought you're a whole. I think like your whole body.
Like, almost like a sumo suit thing.
Oh, I'm talking like Bubble Boy.
Oh, you're talking about like the ones you can roll.
yeah. like I don't want. Yeah, just not take any chances. Although okay. Then, like, you know, there's going to be somebody in some group that's going to be like, we need those for the frontline workers. You're like, nobody is buying Jake Gyllenhaal Bubble Boy commemorative items. And if they are, more power to them.
I'm at the grocery store, like, full-on gas mask. I couldn't believe it. Like, a real, like, I don't even know how to, like, things coming out the sides, like, vents, full-on gas mask. I was like, why does someone even have that?
I know, unless, dude.
Like, I don't know.
It's amazing.
Wrong, that whole setup.
yeah. It's amazing when shit kind of hits the fan like this, what people do have stacked away in a trunk or in some attic where they're like, you know, it's a good time to bust out the flamethrower. And you're like, nope, that's definitely not what this time is for. What have you, you look very refreshed, by the way. I mean, you always look like, I don't know what you're using on your skin, but you always look so good.
I just took a nap.
It's Did you really?
Yeah, and so that might sound like normal quarantine life. I have not napped this whole time, and I just took a monster nap.
Wow. From the makers of Monster Energy come monster naps. The opposite of what we do. How do you feel?
I feel amazing. I feel refreshed.
Now, during the season, is there even an opportunity? Is your adrenaline just going so hard that you don't even have the option to try to be like, this is not a normal schedule for anybody, but it's what we all should like have a little bit more of for sure, which is the time to go, oh, what do I really want to do right now? Like, and napping, I'd say for probably a majority of people that are just moving and shaking, and especially for athletes, like it's tougher. You have to schedule it, but then it almost defeats the purpose. Cause like, I'm sure the nap you took was like not planned, right?
Not planned. First of all, do I need to put these in or we're good? Is it fine?
You sound great. Yeah. I mean, I think that's for you, right? Well, actually put them in real quick and let me see if you sound better, but you sound great right now.
People like make you do it.
Oh yeah. I mean, let's see what happens.
Better, worse, same. Different.
Oh, it is better.
Better. Okay.
Do you mind?
I figured not at all. All right, I kind of assumed. All
right, what if you flipped out and closed the laptop and that was that?
Yeah, it's like, I don't wear headphones.
Read my bio.
This is it. You can ask me anything, but I don't wear headphones. Yeah.
Unexpected nap. Yeah.
Yeah. No. So you definitely nap as an athlete and it's like part of your job. It's mostly for me, it's become just like a game day thing, but it's napping is like in the schedule. It's like right after pregame.
Fuck. And your body, whether you schedule it or not, your body is like, it's happening.
No, it knows. Yeah. It's weird.
I want that.
It's like routine. It's like the game day routine. And your body just knows like, if the game's at 7 for me, it's like, come 2:30, it's kind of like it's time to shut it down for an hour or two.
Oh my god! And it just does it. I'm so jealous. Has there been something during this whole time that, and you're in CT right now, right?
Yeah, stay on the East Coast.
Which you went to? I think I heard you talk about this on. By the way, you've been hitting like talk about a press tour.
I'm on the circuit.
You're on the pandemic press tour right now, Sue Bird.
I'm on the circuit, man. Yeah. I'm running out of funny shit to say. I'm running out of funny stories.
I beg to differ. I've been watching a bunch of you and Meg's A Touch of More, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I think I watched the first one and I was like, just from watching the amount of fun you guys were having and like you're just straight up on camera chemistry and the amount of people that were tuning in and then like throwing a couple cocktails and some 90s R&B, I'm like, oh, this show has legs.
Yeah,
and then you had, and then you made a little graphic for it, and I was like,
"Hey,
shit.
We have T-shirts."
What?
I know. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that. I don't even care.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah,
they're hilarious.
You should, yeah.
So like, it's like, I probably have one. So it's like a white or black tee, and has the logo right here, like on the like what would be the pocket.
Yeah.
But like, so what we did for the back was we did the logo, but like reverse. And the reason is like everything on IG Live is reversed. So. Right. If you show, you know, like a meme, you have to like flip it to show it to people. So the logo we have behind us now that says A Touch More, we had to like print it flipped.
Oh, shit.
So it's like we're like constantly flipping. So I don't even know if people are really going to understand like just what this means, but it's flipped on the back. And that's like
is
special to our show. Yeah. IG live shows, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Has it, because I mean, doing so many, like, you know, podcasts, and I know you did a bunch of shit, which we'll talk about for the WNBA draft, which I think you said you were going to do anyway because you were
that's
out
why
there.
I'm in Connecticut. Yeah.
So it's you went like out there to do all this press for ESPN, right? And just coverage.
For the tournament, for the NCAA tournament.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So that's why I was why out here.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. So if you rewind to like whatever, March, whatever day, I was going to be here for like first and second round. I covered championship week. So I was, and then I was going to be first and second round. Then the Sweet 16 Elite Eight was all going to be in studio, and I'm not far from Bristol. And then go to the Final Four and then be in Seattle. So then when all this obviously happened and Seattle was like the hottest of the hot spots, we were just like, all right, I guess we'll just stay here. And now I'm like, get me out of the Northeast.
I was going to say like,
I want to be back in Seattle. Right? I knew it though. Yo, Megan, and I, so you're from Seattle. You appreciate
that. Yeah.
I knew it. Once it all happened, because even some of my family members were like, oh, just stay East Coast. Like Seattle's crazy right now. And I'm like, I don't know. That's a community of people that follow rules.
Yeah.
Like they're gonna like, it's not going to be bad there.
Going to flatten that curve like, quick. Yeah.
Quick. I knew it. I was like, I knew it. They don't jaywalk. They don't jaywalk. Like this curve is like, boop. It's going to be in the best shape. And now it's not even in like the top, whatever.
I know, dude. It's also, I mean, I don't know how you view like just, you know, people protesting and like how much to shut things down. It's like everyone feels like, you know, I don't know if we're a month in or maybe 2 months at this point. Like I definitely lose track of time. I definitely thought it was like Sunday when it was like Wednesday. And I was like, that also could have been the weed, but I was like, my days.
Well, that's an essential store, which I appreciate.
Well, big
time. I know.
I mean,
I was like, oh,
thank God.
Essential.
Yeah. I know. The amount of like quarantine snacks that I've always said this too, because, you know, once I started dabbling in the marijuana when I was in college. Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm just getting
Just talking about pot, you're getting cotton mouth.
Pretty much.
You're like, hey, get some hydration up in here.
I think it's nap mouth, to be honest.
Yeah. Nap mouth, dude. They're opening for Smash Mouth at Coachella next year. Oh, I thought I'd get a spit take. All right. See, jokes are few and far between in this quarantine. The snacks I've come up with have just gotten like real clever. Cause again, like downtime, and my buddy, you know, I was a fat kid. My buddy told me in college, the first time we got high, I took Costco muffins and put ice cream in between those and then put Pop-Tarts on the outside of the Costco muffins.
Wow.
I'm surprised I'm alive right now. And I was about to take a bite. Like it was a real sandwich. My buddy just goes, you were a fat kid, weren't you? And I was like, and I just started laughing. He's like, only a fat kid would think to go Pop-Tart muffin, ice cream muffin. And whoa. I was like,
how much did you have to like smush that down?
Oh, quite a bit. Yeah. To get it even
just like cut the roof of your mouth. Cause I'm assuming unless you like toasted the Pop-Tart, which would have been next level actually.
Oh my God. See,
cause I'm big on the hot cold contrast.
You are.
Ice cream. Yeah. Like warm apple pie ice cream or I mean, talking about fat kid. It would be like Belgian waffle ice cream on top.
Was there a point when you started getting into hoops where you're like, oh, like RIP waffles and ice cream? Like, did you have to make like a in memoriam snack list?
Yeah, not till later.
Yeah.
Not till
later. Because
your
metabolism is crazy too, right? Like,
I know. You don't even, you're like playing 8 games a day, not tired. You're literally like taking your basketball shoes off, putting on your slides, bopping around, getting waffles with ice cream. Oh, we have another game? Cool. This won't impact me at all now. Oh. Yeah. A waffle would put me down for like 24 hours. I need to digest that thing.
Yeah, so many naps. Okay, so when you got out there and then you realized you were going to have to stay, but at least Meg's with you, right?
Yes.
So that's
whole time
huge. I don't even know how, you know, I flew from Arizona. It was with my girlfriend's folks and we came up here, or I came up here, and it was like, you know, I was having trepidations about it, but my brother was like, yo, mask it, wipe everything down. I didn't even think people were still flying because
the plane. Yeah.
Yeah. Only thing I was flying for was shows. And once those were shut down, I was like, I guess I just assumed everyone. I was like, well, if they shut down stand up, nothing. Why would you fly anywhere?
Why would you be on a plane?
Yeah.
Nobody has anywhere to go anymore.
Oh yeah. And they were all, you know, there's not very many people on the plane. It was also weird too, because one of the flight attendants was sitting in front of me and she was trying to social distance, I guess, from the other flight attendant. But I'm literally finishing up a call with my dad, like trying to figure out like the hospice nurse stuff for my stepmom. And I'm like trying to figure it out. And she turns around. Yeah, sorry, I dropped a little hospice bomb on you. And she she turns around. I didn't know this woman was a flight attendant. She turns around. She goes, "Hey, get off the phone." I go, "We don't need people police on this flight. We're all going through enough." And then she points to her thing. She's a flight attendant. I go, "Oh shit, my bad." I go, "But also, like, you're sitting in a regular seat. Like, you're not sitting in a flight attendant seat." And she goes, "Are you serious right now?" I'm like, "I'm dealing with hospice." She goes, "What?" It was very Curb Your Enthusiasm. I was like, "You're not sitting in a flight attendant seat, so I don't have to follow flight attendant."
How am I supposed to know?
Yeah. But it was like, I can only imagine that if you had an opportunity to maybe jump to Seattle, but it didn't even seem like that was there, because as soon as things got crazy, you probably were like, "All right, let's just, at least we're here."
We definitely thought about it. We were like, because at one point there was like, I don't know, maybe it was Trump said it, so people believed it. Yeah, I think he like popped off at the mouth, shocker, and said something like, "Oh yeah, we'll close down state borders," or like something like that. And somebody from Seattle texted me and was like, "Hey, I think they're thinking about closing down, like basically shutting off Washington." And at that point, we were actually considering, we were like, would we rather just get stuck? Because I was in Seattle at the end of February, and very quickly I was like, "Oh, this is real." Like, you could sense it.
Really?
Sadly, people were dying at that care center. So like the second I came here, I've said this story a lot, like all my friends jokingly have called me Paul Revere. Cause the minute I landed here, I was like, "Oh, people are not taking this seriously." And I was like, "Guys, this is real. Stay home.
Where's your mask?"
Yeah. I was literally like warning them, you know? But very quickly, again, it was like, Megan and I both were like, where do we want to be stuck? That was like how we felt. And it was before things got shut down. We were like, do we want to be stuck here? Do we want to be stuck there? So we were debating flying, especially when like all the prices were like, meow.
Right?
Like, oh dang, we could go for like $100 right now.
Yeah, $49 to Cuba, baby. Yeah.
So we did think about it because that's kind of more home for us. But then this has been perfect. So we just stayed.
And this is your, you're at your place. Like, you have a place in.
Yeah.
I don't know if you were crashing with the folks or whatnot.
Oh no, that would not have, no. Yeah. Nope, that would not have lasted long.
But are you able to see, because your sister's out there, right? Because I know
My sister, my little nieces, they're like 5-10 minutes away. So we social distance play. We probably could at this point. They don't leave their house, literally. They order their groceries. They don't go anywhere. And we really don't either. So we probably could kick it, but it's cute. The kids know to like, we go over there and like mess around in their front yard with them, and they know to like stay away.
That's really cute. Are there other aunts and uncles, or is Sue the only?
I'm the only. Oh, on my sister's side?
Yeah.
So it's just me and my sister. And then my brother-in-law has a sister.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, but I feel like you and I share this similar thing where we crush the aunt and uncle game so hard that they often are like, "I wish you were our parents."
Yeah.
Right?
And have I'm you gotten like, that? Thank God I'm
yeah.
not.
Yeah. Deuces.
Give you back. Yeah.
That's the one thing. Oh, go ahead.
No. They live down the street. They literally like clockwork FaceTime me every morning.
That's so
Which it never cute. Was like that. I mean, I've had this apartment forever. They never every morning FaceTime me. And then in the afternoon, I think I'm also just like a tool or like a vehicle for them to just be on the iPad. You know, it's mom, can I use the iPad? No, honey, I'm going to FaceTime Aunt Sue. Okay. And then they're on there like putting poop emojis over their head and like doing all that stuff. I'm like, I see what's happening here.
Yeah. You slowly see their eyes just go from here to like over here. And like,
that's exactly it.
You're like, "What's going on, guys?" Like, "Oh, we're great. Wait, what?"
That's exactly it. I'm always like, "How many fingers am I holding up?" Because now they can like, on the iPad, you can minimize it.
Oh, yeah.
So you can like do all the things and you're just like in this corner. Whereas before I knew, because I'd be paused. I'd be like, "I know you're doing something else." Now it's you nailed it.
I know.
It's that eye look like, and then they're gone.
Does it make you, because I know, you know, my assistant, I've even seen friends, obviously with like multiple kids that are posting. Sometimes you'll see where you're like, "Oh, they're losing it." And, and it's kind of fun to watch. And then you see like a day later, some really fun activity. And I'm like, okay, it's
definitely an obstacle course in the front yard.
Totally. Right. Like there's just this push and pull of like, there's only so many days we can truly like try to make every day fun and be interactive and let's all do something together. But seeing all that, does it make you thankful that you're solo without kids right now? Or does it make you go, "Oh, this would be a great time. Yeah.
100% thankful I don't have kids. I think it looks really I'm sure it's like amazing. You're spending all this time, yada, yada, yada. It looks rough, especially the homeschool part. From what I hear, it's like new kinds of math now. my friends who are parents are having to like learn how to do a different kind of math to then help their kid. Yeah. That part, I'm like, whoa. I'd rather just be eating snacks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. Have you been able to ball at all? Like, obviously inside workouts, but do you have like a Fisher Price hoop or something you can get some J's on?
No. So the parks got shut down here. So at first it was like, yeah, there's a park. I can go shoot. No big deal. Megan's my all-time rebounder. Poor thing. Nice. Then they shut that down. So it's just been like, I don't know. I do like dribbling drills. I know it sounds boring, but there's actually this home court app that I use. It's like, you have to check it out. Yeah. You actually have to check it out. It's like a video game. That's it's awesome. So fun.
Yeah. Ball handling was always the one thing that I was like, if I was a little bit better, like.
This is it then.
Really?
And it's fun. You can like, and you can play with people, like not simultaneously, but you can like send your score and send the video of it to like, you have nephews, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. They could get in on it.
Whoa.
It's fun. Yeah.
Are you even just like, because I know true ballers like yourself, like, were you, by the way, that kid in elementary school, high school, college that just walks around with the ball and like the jug of water? You weren't?
And a jug of water. Well, you know, he's so right.
Such an athlete move, right? There was this kid named Adam Schaefer, and he's just total redhead kid and like, always kind of had like the body of a guy that like looked like he could probably put on muscle pretty quick. He went from like 110 to like 220 over the summer and was just like that. And by the way,
he definitely had that jug of water.
Oh, he had two jugs and then, and it was let his hair grow out. I mean, complete transformation, but he always had a football in his hand. And then basketball players, you know, they'd walk through school dribbling and stuff. And I got it too, because it was like, I guess for, I don't know if that actually helped with your connection to the game and just
ball's
grip
life
and whatever.
No
ball's
idea.
Life? Yeah.
I have no idea.
So over
I
it.
Never did that. Yeah.
Well, then what?
That wasn't me.
So during these times, then, is it even, you won't find yourself even just like picking it up and spinning it?
No. I actually have a little tyke in here because when my nieces were little and they'd come over, I had to have like some stuff, you know? And even though they're too old for it now. I was like, damn, I'm like, I got this little tyke. I actually ordered, cause we lost the balls a long time ago. So I ordered more of the, you know, little rubber orange joints and you know, every now and then I get shooting, nothing crazy, but so that's like the extent of my missing it. Otherwise I'm like, you know, I did it for a long time and it'll be there when it's time. I'll eventually get back out there.
I'm just kidding. There's nobody there. Hey guys, comedian Adam right here. Hope you're enjoying this episode of the About Last Night podcast. Boy, I gotta tell you, I've been feeling good lately. And the reason why? Koi CBD. That's right. Back in the game. Feeling like my best self. Look, Koi CBD is the best CBD company in the business. I don't care what you hear from other people, other comics, Koi CBD. See, I got so much BBD, CBD inside me, I ain't even fucking talking right. You know why? Because I slept well on the Koi CBD gummies. That's right. They've got everything from tinctures to bath bombs to gummies. They got a skincare line coming soon. They got hand sanitizer. During these times, it's very important. So what you want to do, if you want to start feeling like your best self, you want to take some Koi CBD bombs, put them in the bath, okay? What? Yeah, come on in. Jackson, I'm doing an ad for my podcast. Can you say hi?
Hello.
Say, I use CBD gummies.
I use CBD gummies.
From Koi.
From Koi.
Koi's the best.
Koi's the best.
It makes me feel good.
It makes me feel good.
I feel like my best self.
I feel my best self.
Look at these muscles.
Look at these muscles.
Kiss them. If you get Koi CBD right now, you go to KoiCBD.com, promo code AboutLastNight, and you get 20% off your first order. That's incredible. Bath bombs, tinctures, skincare, hand sanitizer, gummies. They've got everything. They're my favorite. It's who I use. So start using it for you too. I can't recommend these guys enough. They're homies and all this shit works. Jackson, say 20% off.
20% off.
If you use the promo code AboutLastNight.
If you use the promo code AfterNight.
AboutLastNight.
AboutLastNight.
Show them those guns again. Kiss them. Enjoy the rest of the episode.
How's it going?
It's good. Yeah. I mean, that's been like, it's amazing.
I was going to say, like, kind of, right? Extra I mean, mm-hmm. I know you were ready to go because you're mm-hmm. just on point with your training and your body was like all fired up for it. But is it as part of you like kind of getting like even more rest? So like
even I'm more gonna, rest.
Right? That's not bad.
Totally. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Yeah. I was going to say, it's like, yeah, there's a part of me where it's, I wish I could get a little more acclimated to the on-court stuff. But now I get to like, my trainer has me doing some versions of basketball workouts. So like the cutting and the dribbling and the, there's just no actual playing obviously. But so I'm getting like doses of it where, to your point, that's good. It's like easing me in now where when I do get back out there. So maybe it's a good thing. Blessing in disguise. Who knows?
Totally. What was the, I guess, so you did a bunch of draft coverage for the WNBA.
Yeah.
Was that just so exciting for, I'm sure, a myriad of reasons. A, just to be around and talk basketball and be on the set, right? Was it just like so incredible?
So it was pretty cool because it was like I was putting actual pants on. You know what I mean? Like literally that was the first time I had clothes on that weren't just like sweat. It's like every day I'm like, oh, what gray sweats am I going to wear today? So that was nice to actually put clothes on. And then, yeah, I went up to Bristol. So we're in the studio, which was better than, I mean, the way they were cleaning everything, it was like so safe. So you felt totally comfortable. I was just there to kind of give like my little player input here and there, except before, like a week or so before, they're like, okay, we would love for you to do like the telestrator. Have you ever done that? And I was like, no, I haven't. So that's when it's just like the ginormous TV and you're like putting an arrow here and touching and moving and showing and pause. Oh, stop it here. And then you're like, you know what I'm talking about when they have guys do that?
Yeah.
So I'd never done that. And I was like, oh God, in my head. They're like, oh, do you think you'd be interested? And you know, on the outside, I was like, yeah, sure. Shouldn't be a problem. Hung up the phone. I was like, oh shit, this could be. So they let me like practice beforehand, all that stuff. That was the only stressful moment.
Right.
I got through it, but I was like, I don't want to be, cause like you assume there's going to be more eyeballs on this. Just because like we're in quarantine life.
Hell
nothing
yeah.
else is on TV. So I'm like, I don't want to be the idiot on the telestrator. Like
you stand out. I mean? It, yeah.
Yeah. So that was the only nerve wracking part. Otherwise it was great.
Did it take you back just to your own draft? I'm sure like how often and probably in every interview, like draft day, Sue, a special moment. Do you remember draft day? What was it like? Take us back, if you will. Draft day for Sue Bird. But I mean, it is, you know, as much of a beaten question as it is, I'm sure it does like bring up those, that time because, and I think you told it to me last time we did the podcast, just how, you know, surreal of a moment it is and trying to just like soak it all up because you kind of work towards this moment and it's, but everything moves so fast afterward. I think you were saying that it mm-hmm. wasn't a lot of time for you, right? Is that?
It moves so fast. Right?
Yeah.
So what was interesting about this one, in thinking back, like you just said, like you do, you think back on your own, mainly because you're asked a bunch of questions, but it's also like you're in the moment, you're seeing what they're wearing, who they got going. So what's interesting is because they were all just home and obviously, you know, just with their families or whoever, they didn't have that whisked away moment. So they probably got to, and it could be good or bad, but they probably got to sit and maybe enjoy the draft in like this other way that other players don't. Now, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm sure when Sabrina got picked, she had media to do.
Yeah.
But then you come back down. You sit on the couch with your family, and maybe you watch where your teammates went. I never got to see where my teammates got drafted. It was just like you were constantly like, "Oh, did Swing go yet? Oh, did Tamika go yet?
Yeah.
Or, you know, oh, who went? Oh, it's you know, New York's draft pick. Who'd they pick? You don't get to see any of it. So they actually got to watch the draft.
That's
dope. So I thought like, oh, I'm like, that's like, you know, I guess one little maybe a good thing that came out of all
this. Totally. How did the storm, what do we do? What do
we
draft?
Did well. We did well. So we're in like a interesting year. I mean, not even because the pandemic excluded, like it's interesting regardless because our roster is like pretty set. We actually don't have space for a player. Like no joke.
Whoa.
So the draft was more about getting somebody that maybe wasn't going to come this year, but we could have for the future. And so we picked a kid from Latvia. She went to South Florida.
Nice.
So she's, you know, she was in the college system and whatnot. Yeah. And she plays on their national team. So I know her pretty well. She's really good. So she's like more of like for the future. I mean, who knows if we'll play this year, obviously. So
Latvia.
Yeah. So we did well. Yeah.
That's, I didn't even know they were playing basketball. That must be where I get my skills from. Cause I, my great grandparents.
Porzingis.
is he Latvian? Basketball.
Yeah. He's Latvian.
Damn. Yeah. Once people start coming over from overseas, it, that did it happen about the same? Well, no, WNBA wasn't going yet when European players started coming over to the NBA, was it?
Yeah, no, it was. No, we had, yeah, like our first, so they just did like a whole montage of number one picks recently for the draft, you know?
Nice.
And I was like, dang, it went like, I would say the first in WNBA history, something like three of the first four of the first five were international picks.
Wow.
Yeah, it was like a girl from Poland, a girl from Belgium, a girl from Australia. Yeah. So three.
Is women's basketball more popular overseas than men's?
Or no, it's like the same.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really popular over there. I mean, we all go over and play.
Yeah.
Every year. Yeah. It's really popular over there.
You've got to be like, I'm sure you've watched the old Dream Team doc. The 92 team, like the way they got received in like Spain and China. Like,
yeah.
What country just goes fucking bonkers for Sue Bird? I'm sure a lot of them, but like one where you're like, oh, yo, Meg, we should move here and run the town.
I'm trying to think. When we would play, like France follows women's basketball really well.
Dope.
France is a good one. Yeah, Spain. I'm just thinking of the teams.
Like just tossing you on the street. Like, yo, you want to cut in line at the Louvre? You're like, this place rules. Other than the hairy pitch, you guys are fucking cool.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, France and Spain have like great followings. So does Israel. Actually, I'm gonna take. So, did we talk about this last time?
How no.
I have an Israeli passport?
No.
Did we didn't talk about this?
No. Okay. I would have right. opened so, with this. Just to rehash so, it.
I'll try to make a very, very long story short. My dad's Jewish.
Yep.
And it's a little different now. The rules have changed, but for a very long time. So in FIBA, in European basketball, which is where we all go to make our money. They have limits on foreigners. So foreigners is basically like just non-Europeans. So if you're American, Australian, whatever, there's limits to how many of those they can have. And it's two. So it's like not a lot. So all those overseas teams, you know, we've talked about that I played in Russia, there was only two foreigners. So if you're an American who has a passport, you can play with that passport. And it's pretty easy. Like Diana Taurasi's dad is legit, like born in Italy. She has an Italian passport.
Yeah.
I can rattle off like, 5, 6 off the top of my head who have these passports. It's just dual citizenship. So for me, because my dad's Jewish and because I have family that lives in Israel, I was able to get through my heritage an Israeli passport. And so I was able to play it in Israeli. So it's amazing because then you can have basically, it's not cheating, but you basically have four Americans instead of just two.
Right.
So to get the passport, I had to go to Israel and like I spent like 2-3 weeks there and like you go through this kind of the process was in 2 or 3 weeks. I was kind of, there was like people I knew and I was enjoying the culture. So that the passport part was actually the easy part.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like there was rumors because I was going to get my passport that I might play there. So because and Israel's so small, it's like the size of New Jersey, legit.
Oh, really?
It's really small. So it's kind of like a little bit of like a gossipy country, I would say.
Whoa.
In this weird way.
Well, it's also, I mean, come on. Like the amount of gossip that I don't need to hear. The amount of times a week my mom is like, did you hear what happened to Pam's daughter? And I'm like, no, I didn't, Mom. I didn't even know you still were talking to Pam. We reconnected and her daughter is going through some shit. Like, great.
It all started in the motherland, man.
It all started
in the motherland.
Oh my God. That's so funny.
Like, imagine you had, you know, if you want to use the NBA, like all NBA teams. We're all in New Jersey. It's just like everybody knows everything about everything.
Wow. So they were going
like
crazy.
Off the plane, there was like people outside of baggage claim like, hey, Sue, we heard you might play for this team, blah, blah, blah. And like asking me questions.
Oh,
and I was like, whoa, this is wild. Yeah. And you would like walk around to different like, you know, basketball gyms or be in like an area. And people would be like, oh, Sue, is it true? Are you going to play here? I was like, what is going on? So that was crazy. So
damn.
Yeah, Israel is like, and by the way, I love Israel. It's so much fun.
Fuck, I gotta go. Well, if you ever
gotta go.
Do you think you would ever pull like a Stephon Marbury and just like go over there like post career and just like
like my retirement run?
Yeah, maybe. Right.
Shit, yeah, Israel was dope. It was so much fun. I had a great time there.
Did so with this Touch of More show? What I love about you and Meg's relationship, first of all, you're doing what. You know, they say with podcasting, with comics too, like what really becomes successful is completely, obviously being yourself. This is why people love podcasts, is to get, you know, a curtain pull back and to really see people,
right.
You know, who they are and to really have that come through and, you know, be as open as you want. But like, it's when you guys go live like that too, it's like, it truly is, even more so than a podcast, like you can't really, I mean, there's times when you guys have little, I mean, you're so good together, and even little like bickers where you'd say, oh, like this thing. And then she's like, what did I do? And you're like, that, oh, never mind. She's like, no, what did I, what happened? And then it's like a couple more cocktails and then like shit comes out, but it's so like lighthearted, but it's so also raw, you know what I'm saying? Which I think people are really, especially for athletes, I don't think there's ever been a, I don't know, just a time or even like in the off season. I don't think we've seen it more with podcasts and some lives every now and then, but obviously, and you can probably attest to this, like you're doing way more of it than you probably ever did. Right. And so
100%.
And I'm curious how quickly you became like just kind of an open book and wanting to do that. Or did you guys discuss like, all right, so we're going to be live, like things to not say, things to say, if people bring up shit, obviously in the comments, if you read something, I know like you guys got in a fight about like your listening to IG stories too loud, and you had a great argument, by the way, like P. Diddy, you cannot listen to this shit on low. And then, by the way, this is why I think you would crush it in a comic roast battle. Then you're like, yo, this bitch had a DNA test and has sensitive ears. So maybe it's on you. And I was
she
dying,
hates that,
dude.
I do that, by the way.
Oh, that was so fucking funny.
This might be the bicker of the week this week, but she'll get so mad because she'll be like, you're listening that too loud. I'm like, but it's your ears. And she's like, can't you just hear that I don't like something? And why do you have to like come back at me? And I'm like, because Adam told me I'd be good on a comedic roast.
I mean, dude, it was a mic drop moment for sure. I was very impressed.
Thanks.
But yeah, and you guys,
no,
I know
we're just like winging it. It's really? Like, yeah, it's gotten, I would say from show one to show three, it was just like, whatever. And then now we kind of sit down. Cause like, I actually have way more respect for people who do weekly shows. Cause it's like, you got to make sure you got stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like you can't, and now we're kind of like developing these segments, I guess. So
I
like
love
we
it.
Do a meme week and like stuff like that. So you gotta like be a little prepared. So now we have people that we'll talk to, more so like in our agency, we'll be like, oh, like, what do you guys think of this? And like, we float things. And we kind of have like a loose, you know, just like
map.
Make, you know, if basically if we don't, if we're not winging it, we can just go look at this paper and be like, oh yeah, we want to talk about Joe Exotic or,
yes.
you know, whatever.
Yes.
But for the most part, we just kind of like let it happen.
That's awesome. Your meme segment that was like, I mean, A, you had one and then it like led into another one where you're like, not getting haircuts. We're going to become this guy. I know that you love memes. I want to send this one to you. Maybe I'll send it to you over IG right now. This is, and you can pull it up. And
we're then, always looking for good memes.
All right. I'm going to send it to you right now. My buddy just sent me this, and especially.
But to your point, I think like being on all this stuff and like considering what time we're in, I think we're all just kind of like pulling that curtain back. Like everyone who I talk to on an IG live, or Megan actually does a lot like this thing with her own brand, Ree. She does like, which I'm actually wearing right now, represent.
Dope.
She does like a Ree, like she brings somebody. It's just like, you just want to like talk about stuff because this is now's the time. So like, we're all human kind of a vibe. All right. What's this one? I saw this.
Oh, you did? I mean, break it down for the audience.
Hold on, wait.
So it's a protest pic that I think has gone viral of a frontline worker, a nurse doc, standing in front of a car, and there's a woman leaning out the passenger side window screaming, you know, let us get our fucking Baskin Robbins, whatever she's saying. So what is the,
I have a good Baskin Robbins meme. I'm saving it for the weekend.
Save it. Okay, good.
It's a wee bit ironic. He's in scrubs and she's hanging out the passenger side of a best trans ride, trying to holler.
I mean, come on.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Are you like, how much time are you spending going, like looking for these memes?
Not a lot, because I think like everyone right now, I've got like close to like 7 group chats, just like, and what do group chats do? They just pump you with memes. I mean, it's too bad. We've actually, so we debated at first, like, is it okay to curse? And then we're like, who cares? And then we're like, so now we just really are. But the one thing we didn't get into was the wood memes. Which,
oh yeah,
they're so good. R.I.P. Wood. Some of them are so, they've gotten so good. The early ones were like funny. They've gotten so good. I'm gonna send you some.
Please.
I'm gonna just like give you my entire arsenal.
Yeah. There was,
but we can't.
I know there was even like somebody sent a video when it was like, I miss baseball. And it was like Mike Trout hitting a home run in center field at Angel Stadium. And when the camera panned over to follow the center fielder, you just see him sitting in the outfield and it just kind of did a quick pan. I know.
Did you see the one with the hand sanitizer where somebody puts their hand under the, I mean, they've gotten so good.
I know. It's pretty
brilliant. That's the one line we won't cross.
Are there YouTube rabbit holes you guys have gone down? Like,
no, we haven't done the YouTube thing.
Yeah.
We were like obviously binging stuff, but we haven't done any YouTube rabbit holes.
And I know you gave Megan a first look at a Seder. That was pretty dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First Seder.
Was it over? She was over like, Zoom?
Yeah, it was a Zoom Seder. Yeah, she had no idea. She was like, "When?" I'm like, "Stop eating the matzah."
I know, it's like the only thing that's like matzah is one of those like once a year snacks, and then even then, it's like 2 days in, I'm like, "Fucking." Let's get some bread. Like, we did it, right? Did we do it?
Yeah, we did it. Yeah. She had never had it, so it was first time. I was like, you got to put like butter on it. You can like make that thing go. If you need to.
Have you guys, speaking of like just binging stuff, please tell me you've gotten into the Last Dance. I know we're only 1 week deep, but.
Of course.
Fired up.
We were the music. I was like, this is.
I know.
Don't get me wrong. The documentary is going to be amazing. The music is so good.
Yeah. There was Ice Cube during one montage and it's just all perfect. Like,
yeah, so good.
And it's also like that time period. So, you know, the tunes are going to accompany it perfectly, which if they were to do something like this on a WNBA squad,
who would it be?
Yeah. It's gotta be somebody that's won a lot, which, hey,
I
Storm,
know. You're gonna
right?
like make me say this. No, I don't. So our storyline would be.
What team do you think is?
No, I know.
Has that type of drama. I don't know.
I don't want to say a team that's not.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I got you.
It would be. So there wouldn't be the drama per se with this team, but it would probably be. So the Minnesota Lynx have won like 4 times.
Yeah.
I think 7 years or 8 years. I don't know, something like that. I don't think they ever went back to back. So it must be like 4 times in 7 or 8 years.
Yep.
So that would be like the equivalent in terms of, you do have the early Houston Rockets. And from what I understand, the early Houston Rockets, because they had like legends, Tina Thompson, Cheryl Swoops, Cynthia Cooper. But like, as the story goes, those three they got along great on the court, obviously. But off the court, I guess there was like some stuff.
Damn.
So maybe them. Then you have like, you know, like Phoenix Mercury.
Yeah.
That's Diana Taurasi's team.
Yep.
They won it in 2007. Won it in 2009. And then Dee's like counterpart, if you will, like her Pippin, I guess. Her name's Cappy Pondexter. Out of nowhere, just was like, I want out. So they just won 2 out of 3 years. And then she demands a trade. So that's a little bit of a storyline.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's actually quite a few in the WNBA now that we're sitting here thinking about it.
Is that like filling up? Is like, it kind of does suck that they aired it. And then I'm like, I want to watch the whole thing right now.
Yeah.
You're so conditioned to binging. What's the last thing that you have binged that you would recommend or not recommend?
Okay.
Yeah.
So Megan and I have pretty much watched like all the ones that everyone's watched.
Yeah.
The cookie. So we're kind of on this hunt now for like, you know, like I'm in Netflix, like I've scrolled now, like all the way down. I'm like all the way this way.
Oh, you went to Bed Bath and Beyond,
yeah,
huh? You went
like, exactly.
To the extra part.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Way beyond. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So we found this one called Unbelievable.
Yes, I have.
Okay. Okay. So to me, I was like shocked. Neither of us had heard of it just because of the actresses in it, which I'm going to have to look up right now. Cause
yeah.
I don't remember their names. It's like people oh my God. Anyways, I'll say this.
Okay.
It's about, for those that don't know, it's about like two detectives and a rapist, like a serial rapist.
Yep.
And some of it is, the first episode especially, is like, they don't show stuff, but it's like a little difficult to watch.
Oof.
But the show is good. It's legit.
Yeah, where did I hear about that from?
Merritt Weaver.
Yep.
And Toni Collette are the two detectives.
Come on, Toni Collette.
I know.
I'll watch anything she does.
How did I?
I'd watch her eat a Pop-Tart muffin sandwich
with ice cream.
With ice cream, she's so good.
Yeah, so that's a good one. And Caitlin Dever's in it. Devers,
yeah.
Caitlin, whatever. You know.
Yeah.
You'll know if you saw her.
Okay.
All of them, you'll know their faces immediately.
So you've already binged it or you're
still? Yeah, no. Oh, we killed it. Like, it was so good. And then we just started, we're late to this, but we're in. We just started the second season of The Sinner. I saw the first season.
Yep.
The second season is like, whoa. So we're in that right now.
Dead to Me is also coming back May 8th. I don't know if you've watched that.
No, I didn't. Oof,
get good? Into it.
I need to put it on my list.
Applegate and Linda Cardellini. It's great.
We're doing the Homeland thing live. Like it's coming. We're doing Insecure. I love Killing Eve and that started, but Megan hasn't seen it. So that's an issue. We kind of have to watch. You know what? Honestly,
bring it up on Touch of More.
Yeah. This topic has not been covered enough.
Yeah.
What's great about quarantine, listen, I would rather quarantine with someone, obviously, than 1,000%. Be alone. Alone sounds really difficult.
Yeah.
But when you're quarantined with someone, you have to watch the same shit all the time. It's like really, and we only have one TV, so it's like very difficult to like do your own show. You can't. So there's some stuff she hasn't seen. Ooh. So like Ozark. I just made her watch season 3. I was like, I know you haven't seen season. Well, watch the recaps real fast, and you're just gonna have to get up on it.
By the way, the recaps are very thorough.
They are very thorough.
And like, there's some things where you're just like, look, I gotta watch this. Like, you can either
I'll give it
12 hours. You can knock them all out, but tomorrow,
you're on the clock.
Is there a there's a binge shot clock? Are you the type of person that if you start something and you're like hooked? I don't know. I want to know the difference between. In season and off season, if you get into something like let's say in season and you got to get, let's say it's like midnight and you're finishing the last part of an episode, will you stay up if you know you got like practice at 10 and pound out like 3 or 4 more or the whole thing?
Oh, practice? Yeah. I'm staying up.
Yeah.
game, night before game, I'll like put, but you know what I found? This is like many years of overseas life binging. By the way, quarantine life. Not that different from overseas life, living in a, not that different.
Wow.
Literally. Yeah. It's actually all of like my friends who are basketball players, which is pretty much all of them who've played overseas. We're all like, we didn't know it, but we were actually preparing for this our entire lives. Cause this is not that different.
Holy
you're just like
shit.
In your apartment, hanging out, you find ways to keep yourself busy. You have nobody to talk to or hang out with. You go to the grocery store. They might not have chicken and you're just like, you move on. You like don't freak out. You're like, all right, they didn't get their shipment in today, and you go get something else.
Wow!
It's like literally, So binging show is a big part of that. And I found that if you're in a situation, I learned this with the show 24. Because that one, if you finish one, you can't not watch the next.
No,
one.
It's like you're soulless.
You have to cut it off.
Yeah,
you have to cut it off halfway through.
Yep.
If the show's an hour, at the 30-minute mark, shut it off. That's your only chance because the plot hasn't like thickened yet.
There's this show that I just watched the preview of last night on Netflix. It's all, I think, Australian cup sexy singles. And
Is that the name of it?
It's,
I'm jotting these down, man.
Yeah, let me pull actually the title up because I was sadly like, oh, this looks like trash.
Sexy singles.
And I think I'm going to watch it. Like Netflix, no, sex show. Wait, let's see. It's called Too Hot to Handle. Okay, so Too Hot to Handle, I'm going to give you the breakdown of it so I don't botch it. It's a reality television dating game show produced by Fremantle. Oh, good job, them. That doesn't say what it is. Okay, here it is. The premise of the show is to teach young single people to create genuine connections instead of their usual flings. So basically it starts off like all these sex, like, you know, all these hot people from around the world. I think they're all Aussies and they've all got a quick talking head moment where they're like, I'm a 10 out of 10. And the guy's like, let's fucking do it, mate. Like I'm looking to fucking pound and touch some boobs. What I'm paraphrasing, but they were all real excited to be a part of this show. And then they're all like, you know, very attractive people. And they're all sitting around a campfire for the opening meet and greet and they got the rooms and it looks dope. I mean, it looks like the show, you know, an alt title is Fuck Island. You know what I'm saying? It looks like just everyone's getting after it. Yeah.
Fuck Island.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in the small print below. And so then they're all sitting there and the guy's like, guys, welcome. This is going to be great. I hope you fired up. Hope you brought some condoms, psych, you know? And then they're all just sitting there and then he goes, here's the catch to the show. no kissing and no sex. And they're all just like, what? And it's like, the point of this is to like, and there's money at stake. So obviously then they cut to in the trailer, some of them breaking the rules and like, just being like, I don't care. And then one girl was like, all about this dude. And he was like, I'm trying to win some money. Like, I like you. And I also like, don't want to ruin. I mean, it was kind of, it got me into it enough to watch one episode. But it was, man, I was like.
Are you
going to
binge? Wait, so are you the binging type? Or you have control?
No, it depends. If I mean, some control, but like, have you watched Little Fires Everywhere?
I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I did finish episode it last
one.
Night.
I was like, eh. Both of us, we thought, we talked about it on the Touch More. We were like, it was like watching something from like the WB.
I know. And like, that's God bless, Reese just crushes everything. So I think that's why I was like, you know, staying giving with it. But
so does Kerry Washington. I mean, I think we'll eventually get back to it because honestly, we got nowhere to go and we're going to run out of shows.
Yeah.
But it didn't like grab us.
I do want to take some fan questions. Do you mind real quick?
No, not at all.
About 50 more minutes. Okay, cool. A lot of people, too many to take, but I pulled up some of the ones that I feel like you maybe haven't gotten on a podcast or a, by the way, great on JJ Redick's podcast. Really enjoyed that one.
They're funny.
Yeah.
Cereal is a good topic, you know?
Yeah, right?
Can't go wrong.
Wait, what has been your quarantine cereal?
We don't really eat cereal anymore.
At all?
Not really. I know. So I know. Healthy. We might have to get a box.
Not even like a weird like goji berries or like what's this, like no. Bark, like bark and.
The thing is, I love eggs. I can't like. It pains me to think of a breakfast without eggs. So I'm just like sticking with that.
Yeah.
What's yeah, that? But you know it's... what? It's like, you know what we did do, what we have been doing, like every time, because we only go to the grocery store like once a week, if that.
Okay.
And so we're like, all right, let's just get like the one thing. So we got like Ben and Jerry's half baked, you know, and then you just like eat it, crush it. Right.
Yeah.
So maybe we'll have to get a box of cereal. It's not a bad idea, actually.
I mean, it's
comfort food, man.
I know. Right. Okay. Night. Ashley with 6Ys_Gao says, what's Sue Bird? Does Sue Bird have a nighttime routine?
Ooh, not really.
Cool. Next question. Thanks for bringing the energy down, Ashley.
I'm like,
Yeah. Yeah. Not really. Yeah. Wind down.
No.
All right.
I'm actually not a wind. Like, I'm not like a, I don't know what this is going to say about me. I'm not like a, oh, I need a glass of wine to just calm down. I'm like, are we drinking or are we drinking? Otherwise I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm like all or nothing. So
Sue, I love that about you. I'm the same way. I can't, I'm like, okay, yeah. Everyone's like, let's have like a beer. Chill. I'm like, and then what? Another or not? Because what is one beer doing?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Any tattoos? Copper H3AD says, any tattoos?
No, and so no
what
tattoos.
Do they mean? Okay.
No tattoos.
All right, cool. Wasted question. Dr. Katie Valdez says, best quality in Sue and Megan that can also be a flaw.
Wait, in myself?
What is your best quality in both you guys that can also be a flaw?
Oh, man.
I mean, that could be a little too heady.
Yeah, I think I can do me. Okay. I won't do her.
Yeah.
Just keep this.
Yeah.
I know what she would say, and I agree. So it's like something like this pandemic brings it out. So I'm very much like, I take charge. I'm a leader in that way. Obviously, it's in my basketball, you know, genetics that I just, so I want to like do it my way.
Yeah.
She also wants to do it her way.
Whoa.
Not quite as much as me. She definitely gives in more. But what ends up happening is, so the good part is that in a pandemic, I'm just like, I get very like task oriented, right? I'm like, okay, we got to do this. We got to do this. Let's do it. And I think she tries to get in there. So that creates a little tension.
Uh-oh.
So the good thing is that I get like that. The bad thing is that there's a little tension. But then on the other side, I'm usually right about it. So I'm like, why did you have to fight me on that? You knew I was right about it.
Yeah.
But that's definitely something that a cycle for us.
Do you do squabbles happen more? I'm always curious, like with my girl and I, it'll be more evening. She'll sometimes wait to bring things up at the end of the night versus a daytime tiff, which I appreciate because I'm like, let's go through your day. Like, hold on to all that rage and let it bubble for the until the night. But she's also, you know, super sweet and sounds like a cartoon character. So even if she is upset and coming out of like this cute little voice. And but she's like, tell Sue hi for me. Like, never met you. But so
we'll have to change that.
Oh yeah. Is there a time when you guys flow or something? Yeah, if you're like, yo, like if something's going on, like the day, especially in season, if it's like on a game day, like I like for my own life, again, like she will now vary if something is bugging her, if she knows like I have a big show or something's going on, she'll wait till that's done instead of planting a seed before I hit the stage, which she's done sometimes.
I was going to say, does she wait because she doesn't want to be talked about on stage? I'm like, so no. My girlfriend just texted me. Like,
whoa. I think she knows I wouldn't do that, but that's actually, okay. That might be the reason. I'm going to have to ask her. But do you guys have that type of like respect where it's like game day? Like if something's going on, fucking save your shit.
Yeah. You know, I would say we're like pretty chill anyways. Not that we don't have our things. Trust me, we have our things. She usually will say it right away. She's definitely like she communicates better in that way. I will like get quiet and then she'll have to ask me what's wrong 15 times. And then I finally tell her.
Oh my God.
I'm like, nothing, it's fine. Yeah, no, I'm okay. I'm just tired. No. I'm just tired.
Yeah. We all have those go-tos. And then I'm like yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's like, how many times? It's like, just tired. It's like, all right, but then it'll be quiet. And then it'll go, you'll go, yeah. I'm just tired. It's fine. And then. But, you know, it's like, if you just want to talk, like, you know, all right, really? Let's bring it up. All right. Bub Bergstrom, my buddy from high school, lives in Arizona, says, can you get me and Adam courtside for Mercury versus Storm? Now, keep in mind. In Arizona. Bub is a crushing the medical supply game. Stayed on my floor in LA when he was interviewing for the job in Pasadena. My roommate's cat attacked him, and my alcoholic roommate tripped over his air mattress twice and woke him up in the middle of the night. So he's got he feels like I owe him somehow. And also keep in mind that
would this make you guys even? Then I'll definitely get the seats.
Well, also keep in mind, he wore overalls in high school with no shirt underneath because he thought it was a good look. And he tells me, because I've talked about it on many podcasts nationally that have gotten news attention, to where he's like, dude, people are blowing me up left and right, asking me for pictures of this. He's like, I wore a shirt underneath the overalls. I'm like, no, you didn't. And not any better. You're not a farmer. You were a high school athlete who was trying to impress girls with Oshkosh bagosh. So keep that in mind when you're making
Oshkosh bagosh. Yeah. The time limit on that is like, got to cut when you're like, I don't know, four. Like, it's a wrap.
You heard it, Bub.
It's a wrap. But yeah, I can definitely work on that.
All right. Cool. Yeah. Yeah. We didn't need a definite answer. All right. Last question. G Chelsea 8 says, even after a stellar career, what is still a work in progress? And she put that in quotes, probably meaning like, what are you still trying to work on? You know, game wise that you have, like, you know, practicing your last second shot. Like, I mean, you've fucking done it all and do it all. So I don't even know how to answer this one.
Yeah. I think, Father Time is the answer on that one. I'm just trying to like fight him a little bit. The only way to do that is like, take care of your body and make sure. Cause like, honestly, all the basketball part, it's not that there's not, I don't know everything and I don't have all the skills, but I'm probably not going to add it at this point. Like, the ship has sailed for me to like work on my reverse layup. Like, it is what it is. You know what I mean? But I think as long as my body is like able to play and play at the level that I want, then I can be okay. But honestly, the way I read that question, or not the way I read it, but what makes me think of when I read it is, I have so much to work on. I'm not like a fully functioning adult. I've just been like caught in this like kindergarten world of like professional sports, where somebody like, my dad always likes to point this out, by the way. I'd be like, you have someone, oh, you have a boo-boo, you get a Band-Aid. Oh, what time's the flight? They give you a ride there. Yeah. Like, it's all this like little like bubble of, you know, support. So yeah, once I get out in the real world, I'm going to have a lot to learn. So that's going to be my work in progress part for sure.
Good answer. Good answer, Sue. All right. I think that was it for the questions. Now I just want to do one quick game that I came up with just for this pod.
Okay.
Because I dug your little game with that you and Meg did with Katie Nolan, which was also just like a great kill timer for a show.
Yeah,
it is. It was a great.
It was fun though.
Yeah, it was really fun.
It was fun coming up with the questions.
I was gonna say, and those. Yeah, you know what made me realize too? I was like, I wonder if people are doing game nights through Zoom, because watching you guys, I was like,
probably.
I was like, man, this is so entertaining to watch, and it's just three people.
Yeah, we did. We actually did. We have like our quarantine, I guess people are calling it. We have like this brunch on Sundays that we do, with like five of our other friends where we get on FaceTime and we just like hang out.
That's awesome.
Sunday brunch. Yeah. That's and awesome. We did a this or that the other day. And that's kind of what sparked it off.
Nice.
Yeah. It was a little more raunchy than what you heard of Katie though. I actually think you would like. It was really funny.
Fuck yeah, let me know.
But that's where I got the nude one from.
Oh man.
But it was, would you rather send an accidental nude to, so for me it would be like, would you rather send an accidental nude to Megan's dad or to your boss? Which for me is like my head coach.
Right.
And I was like, oh God. So for me, the answer is Megan's dad. Cause I don't think I'd want my coach. Like Megan's dad, I'd be like, whatever, we'll get past it.
Yeah.
My coach? Oh God.
Yeah, that's
it's a tough one.
That's a good question. Yeah. Those are always the things that like you don't think about, but then as soon as you're asked, you're like, I know exactly like
yeah, that could happen.
It doesn't take you that long to actually hypothesize that being a viable scenario to where you're like, well, you know, I do sometimes my fingers do slip, so this could happen, you know?
totally.
All right. So this game we're gonna call Things Overheard in Quarantine. Okay. And I would like to do something. I don't know if you guys have been do a lot of charity work. So I don't know if you have any that you
Yeah, no, we are working with someone.
Okay. So for every right answer, I'm gonna throw $100 to a charity of your choice.
Oh, okay. Hunger Not Impossible.
Hell awesome. Yeah.
And all it's right, cool. So easy. You like go on the website and donate it. Boom.
Done. I'm gonna donate anyway, but there'll be extra okay. from this game. Okay. And we'll add some fun music over this.
Okay.
Oh, or I could pull back up some TLC. Let's do that.
Did you watch the Babyface Teddy Riley battle?
Come on. So good.
I think you should have gotten more TLC on it.
What's that? Oh yeah.
Babyface. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Actually, you know what? That's a little too slow. All right. Which of these, can you hear it okay? Is it too loud?
Uh-huh. No, you're good.
Which of these was said by someone close to you in quarantine? My friend knows someone in the Pentagon. We're going to be shut down until September. I miss taking a shit in a restaurant. Should we start a workout class?
My friend knows someone in the Pentagon.
Right. The correct answer
wasn't Pentagon.
What's that?
What?
Say it again.
I'm saying it was definitely, I have a friend who was like, oh, I know somebody who works at.
Yes.
It wasn't okay. Specifically the Pentagon, but that happened.
Okay, good. The correct answer was all three, but we'll accept that. what is the best thing about quarantine? Getting close to loved ones, reading more books, or getting thoughtful about how much perspective is actually needed to live a full life?
D, none of the above. What's
correct.
A?
Yes, that is the correct answer. Okay. None of them. Yeah, that's correct. All right, $200. Great, you're crushing this. Question number three. Is Instagram the best part of the day?
Yes.
Great. That's correct. $300 to Sue Bird. So far, you're crushing it. 3 for 3. question number four. Do you sometimes drink too much? Oh, fuck. and have naughty thoughts about food?
Oh. So you know what I thought you were going to say? Can I make my own question and say yes to it?
Yes, please.
Have you thought you've drank too much, woke up the next day, and thought you had coronavirus symptoms? Yes. Meanwhile, you're just hungover.
One weird cough, you know
what
I'm saying?
You're like, oh, God. Oh, my head. Oh, my son. You're just hungover, bro. You're fine.
Babe, I blinked like 20 times in 10 minutes. You're fine. You're just...
Is that a symptom?
Is that a symptom? Oh, my God.
But, yeah, I've had the amount of food... snack situation.
Yeah. Okay.
So the answer correct. To both of those is yes.
Great. That's correct. We'll accept that. $400 to Sue Bird. Number five. Do your nieces think that you're the best aunt in the world?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct. $500 to Sue Bird here.
This is a great game.
This is it's real quick. You can play it at home, by the way.
It reminds me of
It reminds you of what?
Big Daddy when he's just like, I win. The little boy.
You give him all the easy ones. Oh my
I
God.
Win. That's the name
kid.
Of this game. I win.
Yeah.
I know. He's like a fully, he's like an adult.
It's like a grown man now doing tearjerker movies. Question number six, $500 in the bank. Question number six, are you woke?
Do people still say that?
That is the correct answer.
Awesome.
Do people still say that? Yeah. $600 to Sue Bird. Number seven, is P. Diddy the MJ of rap or the Tony Kukoc?
The Scottie Pippen?
That's correct. Yeah,
that is
correct.
Isn't he the hype man?
Tony Kukoc is the Tony Braxton of basketball. take that. Yeah, correct. $700 in the bank. Question number 8. What is your favorite movie quote?
Oh man. Carla is the prom queen.
Whoa. Is that from Romeo and Michelle's high school reunion?
No, no. What is that from The Rock. When Sean Connery goes, like, winners go home and fuck the prom queen. He's talking about his wife and he's like, my wife is the prom queen.
Oh my God. Did not expect you to do a Sean Connery today. You just made my fucking week. You even did like this, like the side of the mouth,
yeah,
like,
I tried.
That was fucking amazing.
Oh my God.
Dude. Extra points, extra points for that one. That was unbelievable. I was wondering too, when you do
say that in my life, I'd be like, Carla is the prom queen. But like under my breath, like in the, you know, like in my own, like, bitch, Carla is the prom queen.
Oh my God.
It's a great scene. It's a great scene. It's a pivotal Connery moment. It's a pivotal moment.
That's such a good movie. What a good call.
Nicolas Cage. Carla.
So good. My favorite.
I don't know where that came from.
No, what's your favorite movie quote? My favorite Connery quote is from Finding Forrester. You're the man now, dog. I mean, so much conviction. And it's like, you know, there was a lot of push and pull. And he's like, hey, dog, you're the man now, dog. Cut. What? Sean, the line is, you're the man now, dog. Don't add a dog. You're not Randy Jackson. Oh, fuck you. All right. So last question. You've got, oh no, this is question 9. You've got $800 in the bank. Question 9. If you got a high in 420 and someone came up to you with a chocolate chip pizza, would you eat it?
Yes.
Great. That is the correct answer. $900 in the bank. By the way, on 420, smoked a little bit, came up with something called the snack jacket.
What is
it? So, Sue, my dad,
like 8,000 pockets.
My dad, 76, you know, gets up on his sleeping meds, walks over to the kitchen, stumbles, bounces around furniture like a pinball machine. My brother and I are trying to minimize the collateral damage of him if we're not there and he's falling half asleep trying to get a couple of Triscuits. So I'm like, Dad, what if there's a robe/jacket, almost like those old jackets with the watches? Fill it up with your favorite snacks, Dunkaroos, Fruit by the Foots, Gushers, whatever.
Dunkaroos.
You got your plantain chips in the Sue Birdhouse, right? You
put those all. I know. Wrap that was up such like a whack answer.
You wrap up like a robe. You know what I'm saying? So, and it's a jacket. Snack it.
I like it.
Are you in?
No, it has legs.
Okay, so pretend this is Shark Tank. Sue, I'm looking for $200,000 for 2% of the company.
$2,000. According to my calculations, that's an evaluation of terrible at math.
Yeah. All right. That is correct for yes for the chocolate chip pizza. Last question. Should Shakira and J-Lo be guests on A Touch of More? A Touch More. And if they
said request, and J-Lo?
Yeah, together.
Oh, together.
Because all right, now how about this? Follow-up question.
I have a great J-Lo story. It's actually Megan.
Bring it. I love it.
Megan, can I tell the J-Lo story?
That was the next question. Do you have a great J-Lo story?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be
$1,100.
So it's the greatness of it is just like the J-Lo's FaceTiming you right now. That's the greatness of it. The actual substance isn't as great as just that. But basically through mutuals, people they knew, J-Lo and A-Rod FaceTimed Megan to say congratulations after the World Cup. So first it was A-Rod. So if I'm Megan and this is the phone directly in front of her, I'm right here. So you can't, I was watching the whole thing, but they couldn't see me. So A-Rod comes on, he says, congrats. I want to say they had met actually prior. And then he's like, oh, you know, Jennifer, which is just funny. I was like, oh, he calls her Jennifer. Hilarious. Jennifer would like to say congratulations. And she was actually getting ready for a show. So she was very much in a Zen space. And she was just like, Megan, you know, oh my God, so much fun watching you guys. And then she's like, I'm doing a show in a couple days in New York. And part of my show is that I bring someone on the stage and I give them a dance. And I would love to fly you out, come to the show, and I'll bring you on stage and give you the lap dance. And I was like,
my what is happening God.
Right now? And Megan was like, oh, I don't even remember. What did you say in the moment? She's right over here.
What up, Meg?
Em says hi. Yeah, she was like,
what if she was you'll fuck the prom queen? What is the Connery line again?
His line is winners go home and fuck the prom queen.
There it
and
is.
Then Nicolas Cage is like, my wife is
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, no, I think so. It was in like the whirlwind of post World Cup. So Megan was like flying all over the place. So she was like, oh, I'm going to have to check if I can make that work, whatever.
Whoa,
whatever.
That's how busy she was. Couldn't even confirm in the moment a J-Lo lap
dance. She couldn't go.
No.
She couldn't go.
Wait, did you even get like a rain check slip or something?
Nothing. Couldn't go.
Wait a minute. Okay, great idea. I don't know if Megan can hear me. Meg, if you can hear me. Okay. Relay this suggestion. So do it in real time and I want to hear what she says.
Okay.
She owes you a lap dance. So now that Touch More is getting going, getting some momentum, hit her up. Go, look, the fans would love a universal lap dance. So now it's not even for me. I want to give up my lap dance. Now you got to do it for the world.
Adam thinks you should somehow hit up J-Lo and be like, you offer me a lap dance. I couldn't make it.
I'd like to cash in.
You should, I'd like to cash in now. And you should come on a Touch More and give the world a universal lap dance. Not just one for me, but for everyone. Yeah. So now, yeah, you offer me a lap dance. I'm offering you to come on my show.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
All right. We might try it. We'll see.
Okay. All right.
It was just like watching it. And then
that's
we got
crazy,
off.
That's crazy, by the way.
Megan calls her agent like right after. She called her agent right after and they were like trying to figure out the logistics. And her agent is actually more of like a manager. Her name's Jess. She was like, well, have you asked Sue? And Megan was like, oh, yeah. Hey, can I do this? And I was like, dang, I didn't even get thought of. It was just J-Lo left it. Just flooded your brain. I just was pushed out.
Oh, man.
She hates that I say that part. And then she's like, oh, yeah. Hey, babe, can I go get a lap dance from J-Lo? And I was like, fuck yeah, you can.
Yeah. Please, you have to.
No, I forget what she was doing, but it was like, again, remember, she was on like Anderson Cooper and Rachel Maddow and Meet
the Press. Yeah, that was crazy.
And it was like in that. Yeah, so she literally couldn't make it happen.
I mean, this is a side question. I know this is Sue's podcast. Megan can get her own episode. But were there things like that? How many things like that were there that were getting turned down that you were like, whoa, you're not going to do fucking this? And it was like, I can't. I'm doing Chop Junior. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. How many things did you have to turn down like that? Not that many. I feel like you did. I don't think you turned down.
Made it all work.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a lot of like whisking away, but she made it work.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, I know. That was the best one.
That's a great story.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I think
her teammate filled in too.
Oh, well, talk about bargaining. Like, you know, she owes you guys one. All right. Well, Sue, this has been awesome. $1,100
what is it? Thank you.
To who?
Hunger Not Impossible. Okay. Hunger Not Impossible.
Maybe I can.
I can send it to you.
Send to me, or I can Venmo you, and you can take care of it, or what?
Okay, whatever works for you.
Okay, cool.
That's awesome. Thank you.
Or Craigslist. Sometimes I just post my bank account number on Craigslist, and then people pull in the. Okay. I do want to close out with one last thing. Do you mind? This will take 2 minutes. Okay. So I got very excited when you guys picked your. I don't know if it was like Song of the Week. For a Touch More, or was your closing song? Is that what it was?
Yeah, we do a closing because it was prom night. So
prom night, which is big time, which is so crazy that they're missing out on that. But you guys definitely paid homage with that song, and I saw you singing the lyrics pretty well. But I would like to double down on that and really test your SWV knowledge.
Oh, that was okay.
With Week, it's truly one of my favorite songs ever. I think the first ever slow dance I had to that, where it was like. Like the girl like pulled me, like she was a junior, I was a freshman, pulled me in a little close during Week, and I was like, now I'm getting weak in the knees. Like there's other things going on near the knees, and I think I'm gonna need to get out of here pretty soon. But so I'd like to do a karaoke with you of SWV's Week to close this out. Yeah?
I'm down. Yeah.
I'll take the first part and then you come in for heart skips heart beating triple time.
Okay.
Yeah?
Hopefully I don't fuck this
what?
Up.
What? Is that not the part you...
No, I said hopefully I don't fuck this up.
Oh, you got okay. it. Okay. Here we go. Can you hear?
Yep.
I don't know why that you done to me. And feel free to get really into it. But it caused me to act in such a crazy way. Whatever it is that you do, when you do what you do, It's a feeling that I don't understand.
Heart starts beating triple time with thoughts of loving you on my mind. I can't figure out just what to do when the cause and cure is you. I get so weak in the knees, I can hardly speak. I lose all control, and something takes over me.
And it's so amazing. I want you to stay
with me by my side.
I swallow my pride. Your love is so sweet.
Knocks me right off of my feet.
Oh, here we go.
Can't explain why
you love me. Wow, super, ladies and gentlemen. Holy shit. You are a rock star on and off the court. That was great. Because you know what? You know, karaoke, another thing that's not an essential biz, which would, the amount of social distancing that happens in karaoke, you'd think that they would be flourishing right now in this pandemic. But
probably too much spitting.
Oh, yeah.
People get into it, man.
There's always somebody that is just trying to like wet that mic and get somebody sick. Exactly. It's usually during.
It's mic sharing at that point.
And it's always something 90s R&B or something Hanson. Like those guys. I once saw a guy in Butte, Montana in a sleeveless leather vest at 2:30 in the morning with like six teeth singing Hanson's Umbop. And he was just like, boom, bop, ba-da-ba-da. And I was like, oh man, we're going to have to swap that mic out, dude. All right. Thank you. So
yeah,
good to see you.
Thanks for having me. You too.
You guys are crushing it. Touch them more. Wait, what's what day of the week?
Saturday. Saturdays, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Eastern. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Sue.
All right. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you. Thank Bye.
Do you need something to listen to next? Well, check out this other show from Cast Media.
Whoa.
There's something down there.
I see dead people.
I'll be back.
I was way off.
Yeah, baby, yeah!
They don't make the movie.
The movie ends, and I remember going, either that's the most brilliant movie ever, or we're so freaking effed.
But they can make or break it.
The trailer was great. When they saw it, they realized that the movie was going to be great.
From DG Entertainment and Clio Entertainment.
I'll tell you the dark but funny truth about the whole thing.
Trailer geeks and teaser gods.
Oh, this is amazing. I can't believe people get paid to do this.
The fate of the movies is in their hands.
And the fate of our podcast is in your hands. So please subscribe to Trailer Geeks and Teaser Gods on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcasts.